Walker was the guest speaker at Chatham House on what is officially a four-day trip to promote trade between the United Kingdom and the state of Wisconsin. But like other governors seeking the Republican presidential nomination, Walker's lack of foreign policy experience is viewed as a weakness. Trips like this one are seen as a way to offset that. So it was no surprise that Walker was repeatedly questioned on foreign policy. But time and time again, the governor declined to answer. When he was asked whether Britain could be doing more against the Islamic militant group ISIS, Walker responded,
"Well, when I return to the States, I'll probably give you an answer. But I think common practice is when someone visits in a position like I'm in from the United States, it's just, I don't think it's polite to respond on policy regarding the United States interaction with other countries when you're in a foreign country. I mean, to me, I defer to the president, even though I don't always believe in the same things that he does politically, but that's certainly something I'll answer in the future."
Walker answered roughly the same no matter how the questions were phrased, including when he was asked who's advising him on foreign policy.
"I get that everybody's coming here to hear those sorts of questions, but in deference to the fact that it's not just being glib, because I am here officially on a trade and investment tour, for me to lay out foreign policy or start answering, I think would go contrary to the reason I'm here."
With foreign policy off the table, Walker was asked about Wisconsin issues, including whether University of Wisconsin budget cuts would hurt his ability to grow his state economy. Walker said the new autonomy he proposed for the UW would offset that. Walker was also asked by Chatham House moderator Justin Webb of the BBC why his budget rewrote the mission statement of the UW to delete what's known as the Wisconsin idea.
"Well, how did you get in this mess, though, about changing its sort of its stated purpose? There's, I don't want to get into too much detail.
That's right.
I bore people who don't know a lot about the University of Wisconsin, and I certainly don't, but you fiddled with something that a lot of people felt very strongly about. Do you regret doing it?"
"Well, we didn't do it intentionally."
Walker said he told his budget office to keep it simple and just add language to the UW mission to promote economic development. Once he found out about the stuff they deleted, he says he immediately admitted it was a mistake.
"The thing they got worked up about is I tweeted that it was a drafting error. It wasn't technically a drafting error. The drafters had the language. It was an error in terms of the communication from the policy office to the drafting attorneys."
This was the governor's only public event on his London trip, which limited his exposure to the British media. But on the last question of the day, the BBC's Webb asked Walker a question that made international news.
"Are you comfortable with the idea of evolution? Do you believe in it? Do you accept it?"
For me, I'm going to punt on that one as well.
"No. That
does you
really?
That's a question a politician should be involved in one way or the other on it. So I'm going to leave that up to you."
But any British politician, right or left wing, would laugh and say, "Yes, of course, evolution's true."
But to me, I said it's just one of those where I'm here to talk about trade, not to pontificate that on other issues.
The governor's campaign later issued a statement from Walker saying, quote, "Both science and my faith dictate my belief that we are created by God," adding, quote, "I believe faith and science are compatible and go hand in hand." It was more of an answer than Walker gave in London, but likely not enough to keep Walker from being asked about it again when he returns to the U.S. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.